Ladies and gentlemen, this is Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com, and it is Sunday, November the 12th, 2023, and I have the honor to have Nicole Powers on with me. What's the latest, Nicole?
Well, I've been looking at the trials of Donald Trump, or the news footage and the recaps online, and I have hope that Donald Trump, he will prevail. I think he will prevail in all of his cases. I've heard that through the attorneys of Donald Trump, that Letitia James, she is not really an active participant in the trial itself. She's only there on certain days, and she has not proven her case, and there's really no evidence that will point to any wrongdoing by Donald Trump. And with the intel that we had earlier last week, is that she was arrested by the White Hat or by Jack for treason. So this is not going to go well for her. And that gives a lot of patriots comfort that justice will be done to those who tried to prevent Donald Trump from entering the 2024 election. But I think all that is a ruse, too, because I came to the conclusion, if the person that we see as Joe Biden isn't Joe Biden, then he could never claim the office of executive of the United States. So Trump was always president because the election was stolen from him. So the thing is, this is all ceremony to me. All the prosecutions of him are just ceremony, and I think that it's a trap for those to be caught up under the authority of Jack to be arrested for treason. And I just think that the American people who know the truth and who are patriots, we're going to have to probably wait no longer, maybe 2 weeks, because I also heard that things are going to be winding down soon. And I'm just hopeful for the future that we will get him back in the White House, and things will be okay. And I'm finding out that the judge and the clerk in his court, Judge, I can't pronounce his name, Aragon, he has been caught up in some controversy, and also it's proven that his clerk had gave money over the expected amount of a donor to the DNC, and I think he did too. So there's so many things that he could be brought up for disbarment. And I'm surprised that the people, whoever planned this, they thought that they could get away with it, because there are too many people who have eyes on those who are trying to prevent Donald Trump to be the true leader of the United States of America. And I'm very hopeful. I'm very hopeful. And that's all I have to say about that.
Okay. Now, excuse me, I was eating something, folks. Starving. Breakfast. Now, did you get to read the entire article on Marduk?
I read a portion of it. I'm very concerned about it. I'm very concerned about what the elite are hiding. And I wonder, is this the person that Charles was referring to about allowing someone to have so much money and having an army to have authority over this planet? And I do believe there is something that may require other people around the world that are on the side of freedom for humanity, that they may have to do battle with this. And I think that it's it's very interesting, because I know they've been hiding things from us, but to what extent
Okay.
Because now, I know from my my experience, my demonic oppression, I had a very prophetic dream right before my deliverance that they were going to come back and do battle on the planet, and they want to take the whole planet for themselves. And they told me that. And this is when the alien graves were attached to me. So I'm very concerned, but
well, let me.
I think that's the only thing that I can say about that.
Okay.
I think that we have to wait and see.
Wait and see now. what I'm referring to for the edification for the edification of the listeners, I mentioned Marduk. Now, this is an article written by Dr. Preston James, who's been a friend of mine for years. He's a whistleblower. Now, it's on Veterans Today Archives, Secret Space Wars 7, Marduk is crowned in Africa. Now, this deals with what the Mandela effect that it's called. Some people call it Mandela effect. It's totally separate. This make believe Mandela timeline effect. This is the real thing of why they all showed up at Mandela's funeral after he'd been on ice for nearly, what was it, 5 months or 6 months, had him on ice, and then finally said he died. Okay. It's an excellent article, and there's some links, folks, at the bottom of the article. It's a long article. It's on my site, and when you click on the links at the bottom, they take you to the other Space Wars, Marduk. Marduk is supposedly the Antichrist. He arrived down there. He's reptilian form, shape, human-looking, but reptilian. And he shows up, and there's a picture of him on that article. What he supposedly looks like, but all these world leaders came together so they could take instructions from him. He's going to be the one that's going to enter into Jerusalem, where they have already resurrected the temple. They built a new temple south of Jerusalem. It's not at the Wailing Wall. That's the old Roman fort. It's south of there where the real temple was. And it's in Davies, I think they pronounce. D-A-V-E-E-S or D-A-V-E-S is where they put it. Now, they, Pat Robertson's and all these other fakes, 700 Club, they were pushing all this stuff back in the 80s to resurrect this temple eventually. Well, the Jews over there, their government actually made the old cement blocks, and they stained them with Hereford blood like they did in the old days. And they put all this underground, wait for the time that they would put the temple up. Well, they put it up about 18 months ago, from what I could see. Articles were appearing in Jerusalem papers and so forth. Now, he's supposed to, my understanding, and what I think to be believed, based on my studies of the Bible, which, you know, there's so many interpretations for it. It's you got the different versions. You got the International Version, the King James Version. You got the Roman Catholic Version. You got the Mormon Version. You got, you know, the Jewish Version. There's so many different ones. If you take and read the same scripture, it doesn't read the same. Now, I, over the years, when I've studied, I ask God to take me to the page, and I'll open up the Bible, and He'll have the page for me, and then it may be a couple pages off I have to read to understand what He's trying to tell me. But, and I'm nobody special. Everybody is the same. But whether you have Christ or not is the difference. Now, I believe that the Antichrist, and this could be it, this Marduk character, because he's an alien, came back in a ship, the whole bit, met with all these world leaders, and the whole bit, it's in the article, this was in 2013, folks. Now, that's where they think that there was a timeline change called the Mandela Effect. I don't know. You have to read it for yourself. But this Marduk thing was real. And they created that because so many leaders went down there to see him. But it was to tell all the cronies, all the top leaders and their cronies were there to take instructions from this reptilian fallen angel that's going to occupy the new temple there in Davies, south of Jerusalem soon. He's going to go in there and declare himself to be God, and he's going to wage war against the whole planet. That's what his intent is, to destroy about two-thirds of mankind. Now, whether that happens or not, I don't know, folks, but if you look at what's going on with Israel and what they're doing, I mean, and you look at everything else on the planet, and Ukraine and all the other stuff, Greater Israel, we're in a mess. And I think we're going to have a world war, and it could be limited nukes. Now, Nicole, are you aware that today that super volcano in Iceland is ready to blow? They're talking this...
No, I'm not aware of that.
Okay, well, it's all over the news, folks. So, and you look it up probably because I put something up on it, and it is ready to blow. They're saying it's shaking so bad it's going to be the largest volcano that we've ever seen. Well, this stuff circulates the dust from it and ash and stuff. When these go off, circulate around the planet. So that means some of the planet could go dark for a little while, or you're not going to be able to breathe in the area downstream on the wind. Now, I posted several things on my website, and I want to read the titles because I want people to go and check them out. Happy Veterans Day weekend. Evacuations underway in Iceland as possible volcano erupts looms. Now, this is all posted yesterday. Biden-funded Ukraine military torture, kills, and eats innocent Russian civilians. I mean, sick people. White hats suspect deep state DEW caused Texas chemical plant explosion. General Smith shot with heart attack gun, findings say. And then it says, Secret Space War 7, Marduk is crowned in Africa. Satellite photos show aftermath of strike on Russian Black Sea ships. And then I got Stu Webb's recommended website. Now, in the breaking news column. Now, you're on that, Nicole. And Charlene Renee's on there. And I'm going to add other people who have radio shows and so forth and newspapers and different ones that I recommend. Because there's very few people I even listen to myself. Newsnet has a lot of good stuff. What was the name? There's several of them. I'll try to get them up. But, you know, it's recommended to check out their stuff as well. Because we're down to the wire. Now, we got about 10 minutes, Nicole. I'm going to have to do this other show, but with Jim Fetzer and Joel. But what else can we touch on about Biden or Trump, either one?
Well, I heard that there won't be an election, and I really feel that I don't know about the story about Marjorie Taylor Greene, about her attempts to get an impeachment hearing. Sabotage, I guess, by the Speaker of House. I'm not sure about that.
You mean the one on on Biden?
I don't think it may not be needed. I think if anything, I don't know what is being planned to get him out of office, or maybe there'll be a divine intervention, because I hear a lot of prophecies by people online. But saying that the Biden administration will not last any longer. So I'm just hoping, like I said, I'm hoping for miracles. And I know that God is in control. And I think that Trump, it's definitely slated that he will come back. He will come back. And I'm very hopeful about that, not to rely on that. But I think Biden is done. I think he's finished. I think Kamala Harris is also finished.
Oh, she's finished. She's not even a legal citizen.
Had a boot on prior to taking office, and so did Jill Biden. I think there's a lot to the Biden family that American people don't know about, especially dealing with Ukraine, and also the deals that he made with China. That was facilitated with Hunter Biden and possibly his uncle and Devin Archer, I believe. So I'm very hopeful, Stu. I don't know how this is going to play out. Because if they're not going to impeach him, maybe there's some other plans to remove him. And I'll just leave it at that.
Let's take a little history. People may not know about Biden, and you can find it. I posted something, punch in the search box years ago about Biden's first wife. His first wife and his current doctor wife, she's called a doctor because she has a PhD in education. Okay, now, that's the only reason. She's she's not a doctor physically. She's a teacher. Now, she killed his first wife. I forgot his first wife's name. When he was a senator, I believe, a congressman, whatever he was. And she ran into him and made the car roll, crash and roll, and it killed his wife and one of his sons. One of his sons. And then he turns around and he marries this broad. Ends up marrying her after she had killed his wife in a car crash. Hit her and rolled her. I mean, what kind of evil is that? Okay. Was that the sacrifice he made to Satan? Remember?
Yes. I've listened to another podcast about it went over the history of the Biden family, and he comes from a family that participated. I think it's called the Oddfellows, and it's kind of it's like an off-brand version of the Freemasons, but it does have an old history in this country. A lot of the Bonds were part of this organization, and they do practice pedophilia. It's very disgusting.
Yes.
On YouTube and put in Oddfellows, you can see the evil that this organization is and what they do to children.
Yeah.
And so it's no surprise that his children have problems, like Hunter and his daughter.
I mean, if you went out on the internet and looked up Hunter Biden's with kids, I mean, the government classifies them as a porno site, folks. So be careful. If you go out there and you want to see what Hunter Biden was doing with kids.
Yeah, but the thing is, this is it's probably a generational practice, pedophilia in his family.
Probably.
Too. And I think what they do, they pick out one kid to inflict this torture or this abuse to.
Now, and
when they were on TV, the family, there was one girl, I think it was, I don't know if it was Bo's daughter, but she had a very off-putting nervousness when the rest of her siblings or cousins were talking. And I really think that they carried this practice from generation to generation.
They do. Now, they sacrifice their own, they will sacrifice. In order to be part of Satan's little group, they will sacrifice one of their own. Could that have been a human sacrifice on his child and his wife to get rid of her so that he can marry this other witch? That's the question I got. Now, I'm aware of this. Let's take George Herbert Walker Bush and Barbara Bush, reportedly dead, all this crap. Okay, now. They had a son that they sacrificed. Matter of fact, he was at the hospital dying, and they went out to play golf while he died. They weren't even at the hospital. That was theirs to get the fallen angels' attention, should we say, to get up there to where they could be possessed. And Barbara Bush was known as being a fifth-degree witch of the Southwest, and she was known to have sex with other women, kidnapping them and taking them out. And there's a gal that filed court papers on it. And some gal used to have, she was cute. She used to have a cable access TV back in the 80s, back in the 90s, mid-90s, early mid-90s. Brian Quigg, my friend, is dead. They murdered him. Keating did. But anyway, he was good friends with her. But she did a whole piece on this gal that had been kidnapped out of her own home two times by Secret Service and taken out to the Sedona, Arizona, where they had this place out there that they did their witchcraft. I mean, we're talking some sick people. But they sacrificed their own kid to Satan to get power and favor with Satan. That's what the Bushes did. I believe that's what Biden did.
Can I read you the description of the Oddfellows?
Yeah, go ahead. How long will it take?
Okay, the Oddfellows, it's an international fraternity consisting of lodges. It was first documented in 1730 in London. The first known lodge was called the Loyal Aristocrats Lodge, number 9. It suggests just suggesting that there are earlier ones in the 18th century, notwithstanding a convivial meetings were held in much revelry and often in not calling of the watch to restore order. Names of several British pubs today suggested paths of Oddfellows affiliation in the mid-18th century. Following the Jacobite Rising, the fraternity split into the rivaling Order of Patriots Oddfellows in southern England, favoring William III of England, and the Ancient Order of Oddfellows in northern England and the Scotlands, favoring the House of Stuart. Did you get that? Okay. The Oddfellows from the time include John Wilkes and Sir George Savile, the eighth baronet of Thornton, advocating civil liberties and reliefs, including Catholic emancipation, political repression, such as the Unlawful Oath Act and the Unlawful Society Act, resulting in a neutral amalgamation of the Grand United Order of Oddfellows in 1798, and since then the fraternity has regained a religious and political independence. George the Sixth of the United Kingdom admitted in 1780. While he was Prince of Wales, was the first document of many Oddfellows to also attain Freemasonry, although the societies remained mutually independent. And so in 1810, further instigation led to the establishment of the Independent Order of Oddfellows Manchester Unity in England. Oddfellows spread overseas, including formally charting the fraternity in the United States in 1819 and in 1842. But due to British authorities intervening in the customs and ceremonies of British Oddfellows in the light of post-colonial American sovereignty.
Okay, Nicole, I'm going to have to interrupt you. Now, where can they get the rest of that? Because I do have this other show I got to do.
Okay, I'll be brief. It's on Wikipedia.org. I'm almost finished, dude.
Okay, so go ahead.
It's only one more paragraph.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so, where was I? It says, due to British authorities intervening in the customs and ceremonies of British Oddfellows, and in light of the post-colonial American sovereignty, the American Oddfellows became independent as the Independent Order of Oddfellows under British American Thomas Wiley, and soon constitute a large sovereign Grand Lodge. And likewise, in the mid-19th century, the Independent Order of Oddfellows Manchester Unity has become the largest and richest fraternity organization in the United Kingdom. So what this thing said that the authorities, I guess they had rituals, see, and maybe these things were illegal, what they were doing in those lodges
do. No, they're doing it in lodges, they're still doing it, believe me, in lodges across America, Freemasonry.
I know, but that they wanted, I guess, someone in England wanted to crack down on it, and it just came over here, and it perpetuated, and this is how we get people like the Bidens.
Okay. Nicole, this was an excellent show, and I thank you, but I do have to cut it now, okay? And we'll talk. This will be posted today. Now, give out your website. It's Nicole, Witness Speaks, correct?
Yes, witnessspeaks.com.
Okay. Thank you, Nicole. I appreciate it.
Okay.